Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, radio for believers in action.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. It's happening throughout up to the hour 7. My name is Ray. Welcome to it, man. Welcome to it. And yeah. I hope you're well. I hope you've had a good day. Right. And Sunday Live, the name of the show. Thank you so much, Bahle. She's back with you tomorrow. And she's taking you through tomorrow. And of course, it's just going to be wonderful. It's just going to be great. A great moment also we'll be having right now up to 7 o'clock. I will fish at Jablan Dominic and also... Sibolos will come over and be on board together with my friend Umfundisi Mota. We will connect with them. Now, there's a song that I want to play for everyone. Now, with the passing of Tibelelo Sekwene, it's just amazing. Né? When someone did a podcast, we were all looking at and marveling at it. With her former husband and a few days ago, and now she did. You know, it's one of those things. Now she did. And our condolences to... Because she's a great broadcaster, man. She's a great broadcaster. And our condolences to her immediate family and also to Fresh. Condolences, man. Condolences, condolences. And we need to thank the Father each and every time for the gift of life, that we are still alive. There is still an opportunity for us to serve Him and to do His will and His work. And we need to appreciate Him even far much more. And much of the times we are those kinds of people maybe who look down. We look down at the appreciations, man. And, you know, we should not. We should not look down at the... appreciated moments, you know, and of course also we need to give the Father all the praise because he takes care of us regardless of how things unfold. And this is one thing that you and I should always embrace, that he continuously is giving us, you know, another day to serve Him. He's giving us another day to serve Him. And it's important that we delve into that. Right. I'll be featuring Jablan Dominic and also I'll be featuring Sipho Polos and Umfundisi Mota. I'll be featuring them. I trust that you will be blessed so much in a mighty way as this goes on.
Skipped a program? No problem. Download our podcasts anytime, any day. Visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono, nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla, Radio Pulpit. And of course, like I said, man, with the passing of Tibelelo, it's not only her, but also people in the media industry in the past month really have seen the loss of loved ones. And... we are really, if one can say, praying that may the divine comforts be upon those who have lost their loved ones. And to you, Fresh, you know, divine comforts upon you. And for those of us who are still remaining, this gift of life, let us use it. One would say sparingly, but let us use it in such a way that salvation becomes the key. In our lives, let us use this life in such a way that people become inspired and that people's faith appreciates instead of deteriorating. And may people see Christ in us each and every time. We don't have to even announce that we are believers. They should just see, you know, His grace and His mercy, His benevolence in us, because we are living a life and understanding that this is just a gift from the Most High that we should use quite sparingly.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
This gift of life, I kept on saying Thabiso, it's Tibelo, it's not Tibelo, it's Thabiso. Because I'm busy talking to Tibelo here. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Mtandana! I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And of course, condolences go also. Right. And those of you who still have the opportunity to serve the Father, please continue to and use this gift of life as an opportunity for Christ. The word says, for life means opportunities for Christ. Death, well, that's better yet. So you and I must be those kinds of believers who say, you know, we stick on to that which the Father is all about. All right. And of course, there's quite a lot of songs that I want to play for you. There's quite a lot of songs that I want to play for you, which I think you will enjoy. And I want to play also, this is Alicia. I want to play Alicia Myers. And it's a song that we used to play long time ago, that our lives should become an opportunity for Christ at all times. And we should serve him regardless. You know, we should serve him regardless. And sometimes we find ourselves not serving the Father the way we are supposed to serve him. And that becomes quite a big problem. All right. And I will connect. I'm trying to connect with Sisipolos. I can't get through to him. But Umfundisi Umaota, I've been able to get through to him. Ruti, greetings to you. Welcome.
My brother, greetings and thank you so much. I greet you in the wonderful name of Yehoshua Messiah. Yabong, Yatiambi, Atil, and Fundison.
I hope you're well. I'm very well.
I'm happy to hear that my brother and my friend Angbingelele Nabalalali Emakaya Nomfundisi Sipho Nomfundisi Jabulani Ngegamela phezulu kwawo wonke amagama lenkosi yethu Jesu Yeshua HaMashiya.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we are trying to get through to Usipho. Ujabulani is busy today, he's writing tomorrow, so he's busy. And Usipho, we are trying to get through to him. We can't. We are trying. Mhlambe une yini lento leya ni load shedding. Oh no.
Load shedding.
Yeah, mhlambe Usipho une load shedding, yabona. Sipho une load shedding lapho or une load redistribution and load repackaging. Kwenzakala ndoda masikufonela sikutholi.
I was good to Fundis, man. I don't get the ambagation. Sapila got a Fundis.
Sapila put one, man.
Ah, was it more smart as being available in the Macas, being available in Fundis Motor, make a rent to many city outches in Gosia and Bisha. Amen.
Hallelujah. Go Sapilega Kaya?
Sapilega Fundis now, she's in Gos in Angma Coat, and a Terrella Machis, and I don't go on a Sian.
Oh, Gosia. Oh. Yumjelo got to Atea to Vidica Gangan. Makoti, it took Vinica Ganan, Tarasaka, it took Vinica Ganan, Bonusi Pacteti, eh, Matata. It is a lesson in Amanda, Sabon, you know. And a Catine Ning Angitipella, you know, we become those kinds of people, you know. Who basically find ourselves singakwazi ukuphilela uNkulunkulu ngendlela efanele. So uma ubona ifamily imphilela ngokusevana, it's beautiful. I really appreciate mfundisi Motha. Ekhaya kuyaphileka kodwa
mfundisi ngemusa kaNkulunkulu konke kuhamba kahle. Siyaphila mfundisi wami, singezwane, ningiyathemba nani ukuthi ngiyaphila.
Hayi, siyaphila mrithi man, siyaphila
kakhulu. Hayi, hayi, siyabonga my brother, nathi siyaphila nje umama nabantwana, hayi, all is well.
Yeah,
we are still covered by the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Prue, thank you so much. Says Shalom Murut, it's so sad how we take for granted the gift of life. May the Lord help us to number our days and to gain a heart of wisdom. Absolutely, man. You know, sometimes we discuss about things. We discuss as if this life esikuyo la emhlabeni ngeke kuphele. Gabon. And since is it, umuntu athi no, I'm still young, I'm below 40, I'm still young, I'm below 35, so... I can still, you know, drink and do what. Besusha is way more. I can still go on around and, you know, have some fun, have some sex. Besubanjwa ugugula. You know, I can still go around, as you see, enjoy life, live life on the edge. Beseguwa wena, kufa wena. We must take this gift of life very seriously. Very, very, very seriously. Now, I promised and I said, I just want us to thank the Father about the life he has given us. Please, send us your WhatsApps. This is besides the topic. Send us your WhatsApps. If you say, I want to thank the Father, ngempilo angiphe yona. You know, ngempilo angiphe yona. I want to thank the Father, ngempilo angiphe yona. I'm going to play some songs that I used to play as gospel, because all these people I'm playing, these were former gospel singers. And somehow, somewhere, they got caught up. You know, I'll play an interview of Teddy Pendergrass just to show you. This is a church boy, you know, who has been called to evangelize. And somehow, I got caught up in things and in the music industry, and the rest is history. Now, there's another one I want to play. It's a bit of a fast song, but it's an old song. But it's about appreciating the love of the Father in our lives because of the life he has given us. In our lives because of the life he has given us. You know? And Vus Chabalala says, good evening, Pastor. I was so happy to see you at Men on Track. From Vus Chabalala, Zone 14, Sibukeng. Hey, I'm in, man. Mbonile, they were inducting me and putting me on the pedestal. Yeah? They called me to come on stage, Bangkok, Simpath as a Men on Track and all that. It's happening. You know, it's happening. Tens of thousands of men, you know, coming together besides denominational affiliations and stuff. We want men to come together from every organization. We will work with every organization of men to mobilize men. It was great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Bab Chabalala. Mshengu. Thank you. I really appreciate it. It was great to see many faces I haven't seen in quite a long time. I mean, Professor Kenny Makopo sharing there. It was good to see Muruti Kotu sharing there. It was great to see him. The guys from prison, it was good to hear them talking. And the men, the worship, the songs, it was just powerful. It's been a while since, you know, I've seen men sitting together in their thousands in one place. In their thousands in one place. All looking the same. Ukungekho ukuthi loyana yini. Unozwa nje mabambiza umuntu ukuthi ubishop loyana yini. Nix. Ukuthi loya ileader yini. Nix. We all looked the same. How wonderful. Thank you so much, sir.
Thola inkuthazo yakho nokuphakanyisa kanye nokuqiniswa imihla namalanga ekhasini lethu leFacebook. Hlanganyela nomphakathi weRadio Pulpit kuFacebook.
Now, of course, uSipho Simtholile bekathi uyanyamalala njengomthwalo wetono. Hayi kanti siyamkwazi ukuthi Simthola umnaka sithi hawu umnaka vela phela. Uthekuveleni bese sibamba indaba naye. You know, we are going to look into the issue of defilers. Angithi, it's the issue of defilers, things that are defiling us, izinto ezisingcolisayo as children of the Most High, things that are defiling us. Remember, you can still testify about life, the importance of using this life for Christ. All things based on Philippians 1:21, you know, for to me living means opportunities for Christ, death, well, that's better yet. And of course, also you can look into Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified with Christ, I no longer live. The life that I live by faith in the Son of the Most High who died for me. And that you represent, you are children of the light, you are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And, how you continue to do that and stuff. When you're growing up, I think when we reached about 1990, I think we were small children. We were boys, man. Around 1994 and all those things. The people used to wear this thing. I never wore those things, man. But really, it was startling my attention. They were wearing this thing. But it made such commercial. You know, those who are in the thrift business were making a killing out of it. It's written WWJD, What Would Jesus Do? And many young people were wearing that. So if you face situations and stuff and all those kinds of things, hey, let me emulate Christ in a situation like this. But also, he has given us life, and we thank him for his love. Let's do a bit of this.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. I want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for shedding your light on me. And many, many young adults and those who are about to get married, you should be able to pray this kind of prayer, man. You heard what she said. And she said, you even made me to meet someone that would be the love of my life for the rest of my life, which means a husband. And it could not be without your love. It is your love. The things that you have done for me, oh Father, it is because of your love. And I know you would always make me happy. And I am so very happy. That's what it says.
Phila ubomi nathi. Mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
There we go. And of course, Sipho Paulos is on the line, and Pastor Mota is on the line. I wish Coco Svego should call in and say, hey, hi, neki chukucha, man. Seki chukucha ka divinasela. I used to play Mary Mary. Some time ago, I used to play Mary Mary, and she would say to me, yes, you know, neki chukucha ka Mary Mary. Uncomposed Mary Mary biscuit, you know. And it's just amazing. It's just amazing. And of course, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are talking about defilers, things that are defiling us. As children of the Most High, things that are defiling us. The word says something, you know, when it comes to defilements. Defilements are things that bring impurities in our lives, things that bring filthiness, pollutions in our lives. And in Leviticus 18:24, it says, do not defile yourself with any of those things. By all these things, nations are defiled, which I am casting out before you. Anything that the Father casts out from our lives, anything that he is casting out from our lives, that thing is a defiler. Anything that the Father is casting out from your life. That thing is a defiler. Whether it's a friend, whether it's a boyfriend, whether it's a relationship, whether it is a profession, whether it is people, associations, whether it is hobbies, whether it's vaping. Konje le nye batin le, baphuma intutening, so ubona ngathi iphuma nangendlebe. Yini konje leyo? Mfundisi Mota, bayibizani?
Yini, bubbles.
Yes, bubbles. Bubble,
yeah.
Bubble bomb, yes. And util- yes, yona leyo. And if those things being cast, and the Father would make your body to reject those things because of his love. And he knows who listen to let's defile. Like, these things are defiling you and they will kill you eventually. You know, people who keep friends that should go. At no man, yes, lomganuam lo man. Ah, lomganuam lo man. Ah, man, yes, in. Kufanele vele, you know, mina naye sihlale siloku sizwana, you know, ngoba ngibuya naye kude. Yes, yes, yes. Sometimes we need to tell ourselves, you know, ukuthi hayi bo man, enough is enough. Okay, one, and this thing is defiling me. Lomngani lo manginaye angilale ekhaya. Lomngani lo manginaye sibiyela siye emacherini siyothola isitoko. This friend is polluting me because each and every time when I'm with this guy, bad things happen. And not that people are inflicting those things upon us as an affliction. No, we are doing bad things. There are some people that we grew up with, they are very good, and we love them, they love us, but they are a bad company. They corrupt our good character. You tell yourself, ang sapuz mara, umauna lo, uzopuz. Beso sha lente le, nini bubbly bomb. Usha naman bubbly bomb kona lapo. Ngasikudala amehlo anginye indlela. Awusaboni kahle amehlo avele ezinye izinto ezimhlophe. Bubbly bomb. And now, you know, you become messed up. You have this confidence that leads you nowhere. It's called the euphoria of a sort. Anything that is done in the world, the Father says, move out from these things. I am casting them out from you. Everything that is of the world and it's not of the Father, that which the Father is casting out from before you, including some foods and some drinks, pills, you know, even pills. Yeah, no, no, man, it's just for a headache. It's just for that I should sleep. Just close your eyes and sleep. Close your eyes and sleep. Ulala sengathi ufile nanoma kungezala abantu abathi badla abantu bakusika wena bakusika inyawo leli baloku basika iqatha ngeqatha uyovuka vele sekusela idolo kuphela because awuzwa lutho, you're slouched. And the Father says these are defilers. He's casting these things away from us, habits, everything that we are doing which is not good. The Father is casting it off from us. He's casting it away from us. And now when you look also into Isaiah 24 verses 5, it says, the earth is also defiled under its inhabitants because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. Let us go through this quite well. The transgression of the law, it means to do that which the law does not imply. If the law says, thou shalt not kill, but you kill. What does the word say? The word says, fornicators and adulterers shall not enter the kingdom of the Most High. And you say, ah, Marayana, he forgives. But you forget. A man reaps what he has sown. Some people have not seen repercussions yet, and repercussions will occur, even though you're forgiven. You get on with a lifestyle, you get a disease, and you ask for forgiveness from the Father, He forgives you. Yes, He forgives you. But you deal with the repercussions of that disease. A man reaps what is, for Yahuwah cannot be mocked. He cannot be mocked. And it's not a matter of revenge. It's our own doing. And it says, because they have transgressed, change the ordinance. It means they translate the word in such a way that it suits them. Just like the devil in the book of Genesis. Just like the devil. It says, you shall not surely die. Did he really say, are you certain that he said that? Are you sure that he said that? Are you certain that he said, you will die if you eat of the tree in the middle of the garden? Hey, but now one time we must discuss this scripture. We must discuss this passage. And there's so much, and I think you'd find that in the book of Enoch, which is not written in these other texts. So that you see what really happened and the difficulty of Adam's life. When you look into Isaiah 59 verses 3, it says, put your hands, it says, for your hands are defiled with blood, your fingers with iniquity, your lips have spoken lies, your tongue has muttered perversity. Perversity, lies, iniquity of our doings, and the shedding of innocent blood. These things are defiling us. And the shedding of blood, it's defiling us. Now, many people would argue with me, but I say, if someone is murdered in your city, it will affect you in one way or another. You really have to pray to the Father, because if the blood touches down on the land where you stay, there are repercussions. You're opening up doors. You know, sometimes you ask yourself, why in our city there were no robberies, but in the past 5 years, robberies, every second month you hear of a gruesome robbery in the city. Somebody opened the door. It affects everyone. That's why the church needs to be vigilant, so that we don't become defiled and we are able to see these things and cast them off from our land. All right, after this, we will give over to Usipho to tell us how he feels, man, about this, because sometimes Usipho lo ngiyamsola kancane. Ngathunyamalele mara ngizomlinga ukuthi avele futhi. Unokunyamalala ngilalile nge-speaker. Haw Usipho bese ngizose speaker. After this,
feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Sipho, what are the things that you think are defilers? Things that are making us dirty and polluted?
Wow, and it's what a topic, and we thank God for this opportunity. Things that they defile us.
Kanti wayekhulumela phansi kangaka Sipho mara yini usespeaking na?
Hawu. Ngiyazwakala.
Yeah, so uyazwakala butish.
Yeah,
shaya
mthi. Yeah. Thank you so much for the topic, and then you can be in a balele makhaya. Thank you for this opportunity na kibili. Tonight, to get into the sea, we are soon this defilement. And remember, we need to be careful to show we can be here cooling, but it's part and parcel of passing. And thank God to which it can also be somebody from there, and I'm trying to avoid things that define my faith in Christ. Because it defines me from the Silla, and because of the things that it contaminates us, it makes us to be polluted. And one of them from the Silla is saying that it's impure before God. It's the wrong direction that sometimes people teach to us. And
speaker, which I found back here, didn't even have the opportunity to wash their hands before they eat. They said, you teach human teaching rather than God's laws. So, number one, your own doctrine. In other words, Lamaban, Lamabe Corner from this abandoned in Kuba, Amazon, which in this specific church is what they're doing. And if you check it scripturally, it's not biblically correct. In other words, you must be careful of that. And number two, the wrong association that you've already mentioned, which is Genze, which is the Nabanga, which was with Nahamba Nalo, Nabian Kadi, Nahamba Nalo, Mu Baba, and the record came back in the Mukoskas working circle faithful, you know, like, is because of the bad association that we do sometimes have with our colleagues at work or wherever space that we may find ourselves to. And it is true for Missouri, also an element of drinking the blood. Because other cultures, believe it's chapter 1, chapter 17, verse 12, do not drink any blood that God was speaking Israel. It's not to Israel. One more duty. You should not drink any blood at all. Otherwise, no matter what, no, you are not allowed to do so because we are holy as our God is holy. And it is true for Missouri, things that defile us are even things that come out of our mouth. In other case, it is actually an even as the line, is Bonagala and a pound, but what comes out, the jamba, the tuvana, the popcorn, and the sarcastic, and all this stuff, those are the things from the school, the Mikanagam Kulinkuli Kulinkamba. Defies us, the Kulumakpe, like other people. It defies us, in other words, they make us not being holy. It makes us to be impure before God. And it is true, which it is scripturally. Correct, every kind of a sin that we might find ourselves entertaining with our mind, with our physicality, it will defile us. And those things, as she would say, it defile us. Amadlos, the Konza, Ama idols, whereby we succumb and subscribe to the lies like on abandon the soon na atuming to me capricol atuming to me scopio ayofunda fancy to those are the things that defines us as the body of Christ. And you need to get rid of them unless otherwise you are in for the hijack because God never ever entertains him implement and among things either we're of God or of the devil. That is either we indulge ourselves in this appealing even way, a kind of a bumbo, rather than which he told us, he said, Nyama, you took this cut is for shine and which is in the least. The moment again, and they spring them shine, you tell them, and then at the Mingo Shai wine, but told the fire, you say, no pick me, Yabanto, Ama Masibo, and Ama, I cut, which in Costas or Cake High, what to say, pick me, Kibla, Chan of Canada, and this is the thing.
What's the picnic? We need to be careful about these things. They really do happen. And we find ourselves in most instances and times in what one can describe as a defilement of a sort. After this, sibuza umfundisi Motha ukuthi yena uyibona kanjani.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
I'm looking at Ezekiel 22 verses 4. You have become guilty by the blood which you shed, and have defiled yourself with the idols which you have made. You have caused your days to draw near, and have come to the end of your years. Therefore, I have made you a reproach to the nations and a mockery to all the countries. Now, idolatry. The shedding of blood, I want to come to the issue of idolatry. Things that define us, defile us, are things that we idolize. Imoto, your profession, imaliako, your stature, your title, things that you serve more than the Father. Those things are defiling you. And I know many people have a problem, Namla. You need to measure, Uguti, who do you serve more? And compare that. And Christ should be one. And say, what or who am I serving more than Christ? And many people are going to say, hey, Muna, Pelatina, we are serving the Father Nasem 7 Zinietu, Masfundi Sabantuana, or Nasem 7 Zinietu, La Payano Masculega, Senza, compared to how you used to serve Him, you'll find that you're only doing 10% of what you used to do. Now, things that have become idols to us are the things that we now placed our fear on and reverence on. Above the knowledge of the Father. Paul says we arrest everything that raises itself above the knowledge of the Father. And sometimes it can be our jobs, our works, it can be our political affiliations, it can be the color of our skin, it can be your gender, it can be your money, your heritage, it can be your wealth, it can be your property, or your properties and all those kind of things you find with I ngempela la ngisengozini yezingozi. In other words, you find that there are things basically which we need to cast out, which are idolaters. And then akusiyi mipoponyana le mncanyana uthole ihlezi lapha na phezu kwekishi inini. It's things that we have become entangled on, and these things in one way or another have become our gods. And because we don't say, remember the Father says, I'm a jealous Elohim. And much of the times, therefore, there we see ourselves saving these things. Imagine the jealousy. Put this
matter. What a topic indeed. We glorify God for this, and we are going to learn a lot once again tonight. And many times, Mfundisi, I must say that when the word idolatry or idolatry is been spoken, the picture that comes into the mind of a person, it is a statue or some kind of engraved thing that is put on top of a cupboard or that is a desk. But we tend to overlook the very simple things that are so close to our heart, because anything that you praise noma oyibeka ngaphambili in other words, before you can even do anything, you start thinking about your car, you start thinking about your pleasure life. You know, pleasure life can be an idol on its own. You spoke about imali. Kunabantu ababa noma ngabe kuthiwa ithuba liyavela ukuthi now I need to worship God, I need to dedicate myself at this time. But the only thing that comes in their manifest, I need to make more money. So that kind of a thing, it becomes Mfundisi, an idol. And that defiles us. Unkulunkulu is not pleased with that. Let us go, Unkulunkulu, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not in your own understanding. Magnabibiko yong into ozo ibam beda ngapam kukankulukulu. In other words, our Lord Jesus Christ should be, you know, the center of our focus in everything that we do. He should come first, even if no man but I know ukuthi he is the one that comes first. And umangzo bega izinto zigcine sing ngoba you end up magnifying those things in your own mind because they are actually dominating your thinking and your meditation. The word of God said, let us meditate upon the word of God. You end up meditating about those things. Some of the things, even your spouse, can become an idol. Umangabe usumbeka la akuleya position. Some of the people living in Mabandleni Mfundisi, they end up idolizing more their pastors, their leaders, than God. They end up reverent or having that fear kakhulu ukuthi basabe umfundisi. In as much as there are people abathi, as long as umfundisi angangiboni, I can do this, I can do that, forgetting ukuthi the first person that we should be fearing is God, because he is with us at all times. Usibona konke esikwenzayo, ubona ngisho nasekufihlekeleni. So now uma ngabe ngizosaba umfundisi kakhulu than ukuthi ngisaba uNkulunkulu, then my pastor or my leader has become an idol. So usethatha indawo kaNkulunkulu, because now I'm saying, oh, now I must behave. Here comes the man of God. But when he is not yet the man of God, and then ngiziphatha recklessly, so I speak recklessly, so angikwazi ukukhokha ulimi lwami. Yeah, because now sengenze umuntu waba yisithixo. Now ngihlonipha yena kakhulu ukudlula ukuhlonipha uNkulunkulu. Omunye azathi, hayi, as long as umfundisi angakafiki enkonzweni, I can still be outside. Forgetting ukuthi uNkulunkulu, our Father, he is already there present and waiting for us ukuba sibe ne-fellowship with him. But now when usabheka usabuka ngefastela ukuthi hey, imoto kamfundisi ngabe seyifikile na.
Yo.
Uma ngaba angakafiki, then you start to delay and say, even if it's 10 o'clock, then he's later, he's also going to be late. So in other words, when you start to look at that person and you benchmark yourself to that particular leader, to that particular person, then you're idolizing that person instead of benchmarking yourself. I have a covenant and agreement with God that at this time, at 9 o'clock, I should be in his house and worship him. So in the fact, in kitchen, it must not be but it should be, I have an agreement with God that at 9 o'clock, I should be there. I should be worshiping him. So in that, kufanele ukuthi kukhombisa kona ukuthi ngibeka uNkulunkulu first in everything that I do. It is kaNkulunkulu yonke into oyenzayo, whether uyakhuluma, whether wenza ngokwenza, but kwenze in the name of the Lord. Do it in the name of Yehusha. So then you will know ukuthi you have a compass that is always directing you. But if you will have other things, now I cannot go to church, I cannot worship because my kids have done this and that, then we have a problem of idolatry there. Because most of the time, we tend to look and to think that the idolatry is the intolezo hambu yokuqa kuzo, uyokhuleka kuzo. But it goes more beyond that, mfundisi. It is, and the other thing, kukhona abantu abakholwayo mfundisi, when you speak about idolatry, it is kaNkulunkulu in the book of Leviticus chapter 19, verse number 31, it says that give no regard to mediums or familiar spirit, do not seek after them to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Kushukutini loko mfundisi, angeke uti ukhonze uNkulunkulu and uholwa umoya oyingcwele and also uphinde uyofuna ukuhlakanipha emoyeni wabaphansi. When we speak of the medium spirit, we're speaking moya yamadlozi, abantu abangasekho. You cannot ukuthi ugqamalaze uNkulunkulu. Ufuna ukuthi when we trust and lean on him completely without ukuthi kube khona izinto eziseceleni, other spirit that you want to go and seek for fortunes, other spirit that you will want to seek for advices, for guidance, but the guidance that we should get it from the Father, him and alone.
Sure.
And those things, they define us in Mfundisi, and we take it for granted and say, ingane kuyenzeka, engane oban, then we are standardizing ourselves to the world. So we are not of this world. Therefore, uma umntwana kaNkulunkulu, we should live above the rest, be the light.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps. Send us your WhatsApps. It's 0826572729. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. We are touching base on the very issue of the defilements of today. Things that are defiling us, that defile us. Things that you can look into and really see that these are defiling me.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well. Send us your WhatsApps. 0826572729.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Hi, here's a message from I Am Muriel. And it says, greetings, Pastors. Pastor Ray, I'm at the point where I'm afraid of dying. Even before what I do, what God is calling me to do. I no longer want to be involved in things that are not of God and glorify Him. I do not any longer want to be involved in things that are not of God and glorify Him. That is Muriel there. Says, I'm at the point where I'm afraid of dying even before what I do, what God is calling me to do. I do not any longer want to be involved in things that are not of God and not glorifying Him. That is Muriel there. I get your point quite clearly, Muriel. I get your point quite clearly. Believe you me. And let's see this one also. Let me see. Shabalala. And Pru, I have read also yours and I'm grateful. Thank you so much. We're taking your call 012-334-1322. Sawana Dumela, hi.
Dumela Pastor Ray Lega.
Written Legai.
I'm on that in that one. Well, it was Anaka Monaga Alexandra, eh?
Hey, Togozan. Dumela and the details.
Ah, I'm on that in one that delivery to Bahaukamu.
Thank you.
Hey, Leman. Oh yeah, keep our contribute any animals if you want to saving our masters, idolizing some of the things that we actually treasures.
Mm.
You see. Mm. Yeah, there's something that actually we need to understand at some point in that they really hold, because of remember that hard work also is it needs to be rewarded for.
Yes.
So I think whenever like Hare Atamela Mudimu user detail rata mechawena. Sometimes we are kind of lagging. We are struggling to find jobs. We are struggling to have some other things.
Yes.
We are actually aspiring for. Then, whenever we our prayers have been answered, so we pinpoint those kind of things. Yes, it's true that when going deeper into the Bible, the Word of God, it tells us that there's nothing there's no the pleasures are nothing, especially on the ecclesiastics. So, happy. Some of those things, they are actually fighting the physical battles. No, they are not actually fighting for the the spiritual battles. They are fighting for the physical battles. To silence the critics outside the world, whereby the people would think that a Christian sometimes is not being his prayers are not answered for. You see, so hey, setting up a form of communication to encourage, to inspire, to motivate the Christians. Sorry, yes, indeed your prayers are being answered.
Yeah,
why you see sometimes? But trying to get back on the track. We are not supposed to represent the rebels on a rebel on a fella, because of we are going to contravene the scriptures. Says I get the love of money is the root of all evil. And then hence also the book of Ecclesiastes is saying, the treasures are meaningless at some point. But hey, so we need to stand in line.
We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.